The combining of powerful drugs, both purposeful and unintentional, is making Tennessee's opioid epidemic even more deadly. The latest figures out this month show 2016 was another record year for overdoses in the state. More than 1,600 people died. WPLN contributor Amy Eskin reports on how risky drug cocktails are compounding the problem.
Hundreds of times this year, someone in Nashville has hastily pecked 911 into their phone to get help for a friend or a loved one who has overdosed.
Tell me exactly what happened.
She did some heroin and just immediately went out.
Yeah, it's about a 30-year-old female heroin overdose.
Emergency responders are receiving more calls like this one. Last year, Davidson County lost 261 people to overdose, almost all of them from opiates like heroin and high-powered narcotics. There's been an unintended consequence of making it harder to get prescriptions for painkillers, and people addicted to opiate medications are turning to the streets, where heroin is a cheaper opiate than pills. Many are looking for whatever will give them the highest high, says recovering addict Mary Barton Lee.
When I was buying my heroin, I said, who's got the heroin with the fentanyl? That's the heroin I want.
Fentanyl is a very strong opiate that magnifies the experience and lasts longer. Experts expect to see more of it coming into Middle Tennessee.
It's a sleep-like state. It's a state that you feel secure. I've read, and I tend to agree with this, it's almost like kissing God because it takes you to a place you've never been before.
But that incredible high comes with a physical and mental addiction.
When you come down from that state, all your body says is, I want to get back there. And you get up there quick, but then there's a crash, and the crash is horrible. You will do anything within your power to get more.
Serious addicts like Lee may be willing to flirt with death. Others are simply unaware, says Sam McMaster. He's the chief clinical officer for Journey Pure, an addiction treatment provider. And he says no one can be sure what they're buying in the illegal market.
You would not be able to tell how it looks at all. And that's the issue. They believe that they're purchasing typically heroin or sometimes even a pilled opiate, but it's been cut with fentanyl.
Indeed, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency issued a warning about counterfeit Vicodin and OxyContin pills. As with heroin, unscrupulous dealers add fentanyl to give themselves a marketing edge. They've got the strong stuff. But some users are buying the laced drugs unknowingly. They may erroneously think it's stronger because it's more pure. The next thing they know, they can't breathe. Then their heart stops.
If I believe that I'm shooting X amount of heroin, I may in fact be shooting something that's much more potent. And while I may have a sense of what my body can handle, I'll have no idea what my body can handle in terms of the fentanyl.
Some dealers are even lacing their supplies with carfentanil, a veterinary opiate that can knock out a rhino. But lethal combinations go beyond various opioids. Users have been adding prescription anxiety medications such as Xanax, Valium, or Klonopin. Not only is that a doubling up on medications that depress the central nervous system, experts warn there can be a multiplier effect. And it's hitting teens and young adults hard, especially since many of them already have anti-anxiety prescriptions. Others have painkillers, maybe prescribed for an injury. Cindy Stewart Freeman is the chief clinical officer at Cumberland Heights, an addiction treatment center.
There's actually prescription parties where kids will have a party and everybody raids the medicine cabinets they can get to, brings them to the party, and then you have whatever you have at that party for people to experiment with.
The benzos and opioids are the new gateway drug.
That's Cole Szabo, adolescent specialist at Cumberland Heights. He says gone are the days when teens stuck to beer and marijuana.
In the schools now, just how available it is, you're seeing Xanax, you're seeing benzos, you're seeing hydrocodones, oxycodones, Vicodin, you're seeing that more. And the problem with that is you're going to die quick. It's a quick death. You're going down fast.
If administered in time, a nasal spray called Narcan that reverses the effect of opiates can save a life. Emergency responders in Nashville have used it on more than 500 people already this year. But Narcan has no effect on other drugs like anti-anxiety pills, cocaine, or alcohol, so combination overdoses can still prove lethal. as was unfortunately the case for Max Barry, the son of Nashville's mayor, who could not be revived with Narcan and died over the summer with much more than opiates in his system. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Amy Eskind.